live music. And it's true, I do, and I know you do too. I'm Doug Gertner, just settling into the big chair behind the microphone here in our Denver studios of KGNU. And this is our fall membership drive. And I'm just delighted that you're joining me for a show that's going to be jam-packed, no pun intended, with all kinds of live music and memories for just because what a great theme to have for today. Sarah Shirazi's with me in the Denver studio, and we're encouraging you to call 303-449-4885 or go online to kgnu.org and start us off. We've got a goal today of $1,000, and I know we can meet it if you'll make the call now. Doug, I love music. I love live music, and I want to support KGNU, listener-powered community radio, and your show today. Come on, I know that folks are listening who've been to shows with me because we get out and see a lot of live music. And I started the show there with Todd Rundgren and Utopia, that recording from about 1975, I think, at the BBC of Real Man Live. But it was to commemorate my first concert ever. Picture this. I live in the suburbs of Toledo, Ohio. My parents are away, and I don't know who was minding the ship, but my best pal, Neil Wiedersheim, had gotten his driver's license about 10 days before this, and we drove down to the Toledo Sports Arena. We think Keith Dennis might have been with us. I remember Frank Malone being there. We remember being in the front row, stage right, this bank of synthesizers, a mile high, Moogie Klingman behind one of them, and a hero of ours, Todd Rundgren, taking the stage and doing songs like that. If you like songs like that, if you love live music, then 303-449-4885 or kgnu.org is the place that you can affirm that. And until noon today, you've got a chance to help us meet our goal of $1,000. We've got, for everybody who joins, we've got a special thank you gift that I made. I call it Doug's Nugs, a live music for KGNU members. I'm going to be talking about it all morning, but just know that it's a hand-picked, curated list of songs, about 20 songs all live that you can pick up for our basic membership. And we'll be talking about other great thank you gifts we have, including concert tickets and a great new live CD of Jimi Hendrix. And Sarah, jump in here, because I understand a challenge has been offered as well. In addition to our goal, and when we hit our goal, please help us out with that one, of $1,000. What's the challenge today?
That's right, Doug. We have a challenge from an anonymous donor for $750. So dollar for dollar, that'll be matched. And we need to hear from you. Make sure we get that money.
Well, we do need to hear from you. You're going to be able to sing this in your sleep, as I can. 303-449-4885. Or you can do it all as a online secure membership, kgnu.org. There are volunteers standing by in Boulder. They'll let us know when you've called. And when you do, tell them something about your first concert experience. I was just talking about Todd Rundgren and Utopia, me and Neil and Keith and Frank in the front row of the Toledo Sports Arena. Where and when was yours? Sarah, you got one?
Oh, I do. I'm growing up in Colorado. My parents are from Iran, and we have a Persian community here, and they would bring different Persian singers. So I grew up at pop concerts as a young child, falling asleep to really loud music.
Persian pop.
Imagine that. And then actually my first, I guess, official concert was in the eighth grade. It was a Squirrel Nut Zippers.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers. Oh, man. I'm gonna go looking for the Squirrel Nut Zippers. What a great... I love the idea, too, of, as a child, you know, going to the Persian music that your folks helped bring to town. I know I dragged a young man to many, many concerts, many of the ones we're going to talk about today. He's been to Telluride Bluegrass 5 times. This is my son. And now, you know, it'll pop up on Facebook that, you know, he's going to a show tomorrow night. He's planning on seeing this show. And I realize, you know, that early attention that kids get to appreciating live music contributes. My folks weren't as cool as yours, but I do remember one time being taken to, who would it have been? Count Basie and his orchestra at a very early age, and Joel Grey, of all people, doing vocals as well. And so maybe it's just those early, not to mention the TV shows like Where the Action Is and The Midnight Ramble and things like that. So, hey, we need you to start things off. We are in constant communication with the mothership in Boulder, and they've given us a goal of $1,000 today. That'll be matched at $750 if we can do that. Thank you to an anonymous benefactor for that. And it's all about bringing you live music. I Live for Live Music is our theme today. And all those who pledge will be eligible for a thank you gift of Doug's Nugs, a live music for KGNU members, rare cuts by Neil Young and Wilco and Mark Kozelek and Graham Parker and many others. This is a station you care about. That's why you tune in. You love the music. We're going to get back to it shortly. But Sarah's role is really interfacing with the community and making sure that KGNU is out there. And when you think about KGNU and the community, both your job and your passion, why should people be calling 449-4885 or going to KGNU.org?
Well, because there's nothing like KGNU. It's truly a community treasure and really an honor to be working with people like you, Doug, and all the awesome volunteers and staff and board members. I mean, this is really independent media at its best. We're not beholden to corporations and people telling us what to do and what to play. It's really that authentic, independent voice that we're bringing here every day.
Authentic, independent. Man, what an amazing morning being literally with Amy Goodman and Maeve Conran as Amy is about to go turn herself in and confront the charges that have been levied against her. Whether it's our news and information programming or the marvelous music, you need to support what you love, your passion and our passion, and this passion for live music that we're celebrating today. 303-449-4885. On the next break of music, I'm going to go on and do the... I'm going to pledge online, but hey, Sarah, our first pledge came from Paul in Lakewood. He's a renewing member, and he loves the great music and the jazz that you never hear anywhere, and we'll be getting to some of that later. He loves our great blend, and we love you, Paul from Lakewood. Thanks for calling. And as we get back to the live music, you know, I stumbled onto the Grateful Dead like many of you in my teens and signed up. There was an album that we can't say what they wanted to call it, but it was just called The Grateful Dead, Skull and Roses. And inside there was a call to people. It said, Dead Freaks Unite. Who are you? Where are you? What are you? Send us your name and we'll keep you posted. And I've never been ever since or in a fan club, but I joined Deadheads that day. And it was in 1976, they sent me a letter and they said, we're coming off of hiatus. We're going to play a series of small theaters and we'd like you to be there. And me and Mark Nathanson and Dave Brookfield all sent off. We didn't have checking accounts. Then we had to go and get money orders. And we sent them off to San Rafael and back came our tickets. And imagine in the summer of 1976, the bicentennial summer, we each got two tickets, so me, Mark, David, and our guests, six of us, suburban kids, piled into the Brookfield family station wagon, headed west from Toledo, out I-80, is that I-80 there, to Chicago, and there in the loop at the Auditorium Theater, we found ourselves at our first Grateful Dead concert. It was 6/27/76, and they had a little problem with the sound on the first song. It was Cold, Rain, and Snow. But I'm going to play for you from my first Grateful Dead concert the song that came up next, a beautiful one called Cassidy, recorded live. If you're a fan of live music, give us a call, 303-449-4885. Go online securely at kgnu.org. Make a pledge. Get a thank you gift. Tell us about your first concert, maybe your first Grateful Dead concert. We're all ears. Here's the Grateful Dead on KGNU. at Grateful Dead Live, 627-76 at the Auditorium Theater in Chicago, Illinois. My first Grateful Dead concert. You're listening to I Live for Live Music, our fall fun drive special on KGNU's Morning Sound Alternative. Give us a call at 303-449-4885 or kgnu.org and pledge securely like I just did. And what you'll find yourself doing is listening to a lot of live music today and helping your community resource. It's KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and kgnu.org. There's no mistaking that voice. Grace Slick there with the Jefferson Starship. I saw the Jefferson Starship three times back when they really were the Jefferson Starship with Grace and Paul and Papa John Creech for several of those shows. I'm talking 75, 76. There we heard Wooden Ships, which was really David Crosby's kind of hippie escape dream that all the hippies who had their boats up in Sausalito would take off for a freer place where they wouldn't have to deal with all the hassles of a war-torn world. Grace playing there in a tribute after Papa John had died. She came out of retirement in, 1995, I think, and played one last show. A timeless classic, Jefferson Starship, Wooden Ships, Grace Slick, Paul Kantner, and the gang. Before that, we heard a live bootleg version of Cassidy, the Grateful Dead tune, from my first Grateful Dead concert, June 27th, 1976, that bicentennial summer in Chicago. That was the second song I remember. I didn't know it. It was from Bob Weir's Ace album, which I wasn't familiar with at the time. I turned to the dude next to me and said, "What was that?" He filled me in. The concert progressed from there. And needless to say, six suburban kids from Ohio had their minds blown and their lives changed that night. And that's why we're doing live music today. This is our fall membership drive. You're listening to the Morning Sound Alternative on KGNU Boulder, Denver. I'm Doug Gertner, curating some of my favorite nuggets of live music, and here with Sarah Shirazi. And Janet from Longmont doubled her solar contribution. She'll be picking up a gift at the Boulder Studios. Thank you so much, Janet from Longmont. By the way, I'm a solar member as well. While the Dead and the Starship were playing, I went online to kgnu.org and renewed my membership, actually raised my membership by $2 a month. I'm going to be picking out my own thank you gift, and we want to say thank you to everyone who joins us today as a member. You'll get a copy of Doug's Nugs, all kinds of live music that I've hand-selected and placed on a CD that you'll be able to get. Blitzen Trapper live, First Aid Kit live, our friends in Frontier Ruckus live, Indigo Girls live, Jay Maskus live, all kinds of great live music coming at you on Doug's Nugs and for the rest of this show. We've got under 2 hours and we're just getting our toehold on this goal of $1,000. When we reach it, the challenge of another $750 kicks in, so we need you to call 303-449-4885 right now or go online to kgnu.org. Either way, it's easy to do and we'll be so grateful to you that we'll give you nice gifts to say thank you. And Sarah's been perusing a bunch of these, I see.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good tickets. So I'll read off what we got here. We got the tickets to Amos Lee at the Boulder Theater. This is for Saturday, November 5th. We just have two pairs available. The pledge for that is $40. We have tickets to Elephant Revival, also at the Boulder Theater.
Oh, nice. Elephant Revival at the Boulder Theater on December 8th?
December 8th.
Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent.
And that's a pledge of $88.50. We also have Devotchka, one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
At the Boulder Theater. Oh, they're so good. On Saturday, October 29th.
Oh, yeah. They love to do those shows around Halloween now, don't they?
Yeah, they're so theatrical. It's so much fun. And Valentine's Day, they do a Valentine's Day show.
Uh-huh.
And with the Colorado Symphony. So Devotchka, great, great show for sure. That pledge value there is $88.50. We've got the Yoppers as well at the Bluebird Theater on Wednesday, November 23rd, and the minimum pledge for that is $40. We have Reed Mathis and the Electric Beethoven at the Fox Theater on November 11th, and that's a $40 pledge there. What do you got, Doug?
Well, I was thinking about the Elephant Revival tickets you mentioned, and about a month before them, a band they're well associated with, Rising Appalachia, is playing the Boulder Theater on November 3rd. I saw them. You probably did, too. Saw Rising Appalachia on the bill at Red Rocks with the Elephant Revival this summer. It's an American musical group led by multi-instrumentalist sisters Leah and Chloe Smith. kind of a New Orleans duo. They were just at the Arise Festival this year. They've been touring extensively. They've been on stage with a San Francisco bluegrass group. They will be joined at this show by San Francisco bluegrass group, the Brothers Comatose. So we've got tickets for you at the 88.5 level. $88.50 of a pledge gets you a great pair of tickets to the guest list for Rise in Appalachia on November 3rd. Hey, you know how leftover salmon always comes around at Thanksgiving time, and this year is no exception. We have five pairs of tickets available for Leftover Salmon's Fillmore Auditorium show on Saturday, November 26th. So if you're a fan of one of our favorite jam bands from right here in Boulder, you can count on lots of bluegrass and rock and country and Cajun and Zydeco, as they call it, the polyethnic Cajun slamgrass. That's Leftover Salmon tickets for November 26th. Oop, there goes another one. Oh, Yaysayers coming to the Ogden on November 17th, and you can catch them. If you're fans of Susie and the Banshees, Talk Talk, Dead Can Dance, and all the rest, then check out Yaysayer on Thursday, November 17th. We have tickets to that. And, oh, this is so cool. I'm thinking of jumping in on this. Seo Jorge, right? The Brazilian singer, songwriter, and actor. He's considered to be kind of the renewer of Brazilian's pop samba. He is coming to the Gothic on November 18th. And he's doing, you may have come to know about him because he was he scored Wes Anderson's The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, and he provided the film soundtrack in the form of a Portuguese language covers of classic David Bowie songs. And this show, Seo Jorge at the Gothic on Friday, the 18th of November, this show is a tribute to Bowie's music, the late David Bowie's music, done up Portuguese style by Seo Jorge. We have a pair of tickets, and if you call now, 303-449-4885, you can lay claim to those before anybody else with an $80 pledge. Remember, all pledges also get Doug's Nugs, a bunch of live music that I've put together. Iron and Wine Live, Poi Dog Pondering Live, Joni Mitchell Live, Sunvolt Live, Gillian Welch in a rare cover, and hey, Maggie from Denver made an additional contribution. She loves listening to my show and attending live concerts with me. Uh-oh, sweetie, I pledged too. I think we're giving our total income this month to KGNU. She remembers Elephant Revival and the Carolina Chocolate Drops at the Denver Botanic Gardens that we attended several years ago. What an amazing show indeed. Thank you, Maggie, for that additional contribution. And hey, Evan, Zappa's coming up live very soon. So we need you to call 303-449-4885. I want to just bring in Sarah Shirasi for a second. She is one of the people, along with Evan and Tim and George and Alicia, who make this station tick, keeping it going 24/7, 8 days a week. Oh, and Dave. Let's not forget Dave in Denver. Talk to us about the passion that you bring to your work and what it brings to the community that we serve. Where do I start?
Really, it's about making community connections and building relationships. And KGNU has a 38-year history. I on a daily basis run into people who tell me, I was there on the first day, and I helped start this station, and it's just amazing, the people power behind the station.
And we would love to hear those memories as well. Thanks to Maggie for pledging and remembering a great Elephant Revival Carolina Chocolate Drops concert. When you call 303-449-4885 or when you come in through the website, talk about your favorite live music. I have a memory, and there are very few still associated who will remember, but Fergus, I know you remember this because when I came to the station over 35 years ago, the Boulder Theater had just reopened and KGNU did a very interesting fundraising concert there with an interesting reggae band. I'm not going to remember their name. They weren't, you know, the Marley Tosh level, but they were some kind of band. I go back 35 years. How far back do you go with this station? And could you pledge accordingly to give it, like Sarah says, the community connection that we make? We're listener powered and sponsored. We're community radio. We're not beholden to large media outlets. We don't have to play what they tell us to play, because certainly they wouldn't be playing the rare live music that we're playing today. So we need to hear from you. And we also give David a call at 303-449-4885. He's on the phone right now waiting for your call. And folks are also monitoring KGNU.org. So we'll hear when you pledge there. We need to hear from 5 new members before noon today, and you may be one of them. It's great to join this community. As Sarah says, we go back a long way, and it's all about connecting people. Today, it's about connecting people to live music. And so what we're going to do today is keep the live music going. It's a trip down memory lane for me, because I'm really framing this from my favorite concerts throughout time. And I had the privilege at a very early age. I must have been a senior in high school, and it was about the time that he appeared on the covers of Time and Newsweek, a young fella from Asbury Park, New Jersey, named Bruce Springsteen, was not able to record while he was in contract disputes with former and future managers, but he could take that act out on the road. And I'm back, folks, I'm back to March 10th, 1977, again at the Toledo Sports Arena with excellent seats, Mark and David and our dates there. I think Sylvia was with me. And this guy put on a show that could not ever be described or compared. He had the Miami horns with him. He jumped out into the audience during like the second song in the show. I don't have yet a recording of that. I'm working on getting it, but it was less than a year, a little over a year later, actually on my birthday in 1978, that he gave a thank you concert to the folks in Cleveland who had been so good to him. And so from Bruce Springsteen's concert at the Cleveland Agora on August 9th, 1978. Let's hear, you know it, Thunder Road. 449-4885, give us a call.
perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. Now wind howls like a hammer, the night blows cold and rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broom.
Can't mistake that harp playing now, can you? But what's all the instrumentation behind it? Yeah, Bob Dylan. I first saw Bob Dylan on October 21st, 1978, at Centennial Hall at the University of Toledo. He was doing the Alimony tour that later took him to Budokan Hall in Tokyo, Japan for an eight-night run, and that's where that song was recorded, sometime between February and late February and early March in 1978, and then he took that show on the road. That's where I saw Bob. Certainly, I was looking to see the Bob Dylan I knew, a solo guitarist with the harmonica, and what I got was a white-faced Bob Dylan and a lot of instrumentation, but the essence of Bob came through. It's a memorable show from Budokan. There we heard Love Minus Zero and No Limit. And before that, Bruce Springsteen's iconic Thunder Road live at the Cleveland Agora from August 9th, 1978, taking me down memory lane to March 10th, 1977, my first Bruce Springsteen concert. I got one more song from this set of memories of early concerts. This one goes out to Evan in Boulder, along with who else? David answering phones, Melody answering phones. You need to give them a call at 303-449-4885 or go online and pledge securely at kgnu.org. If you're a Zappa fan and you've ever seen him in concert, remind us about your show. I saw him in 1978, and here's one from a couple of years before that. Frank Zappa on the Morning Sound Alternative. Give us a call, 303-449-4885. Or go online at kgnu.org.
Thank you. I am Howdy Doody of the Union Band. You can call me Doody, and you boys have paid up on your cards. You know I'm pleased to meet you. Been trying all day to reach you. The Union's here to help every one of you rock and roll stars. Yes. You boys know we care a lot about the way they treat you. They send a guy like me to every gig just to get a chance to meet you, to check and see no wrong been done. That's one good reason I carry a gun. I hope the bulge don't bump you out. Wanna get a good look? Let me pull it right out. Let me pull it right out. Gonna pull it right out. Let me whip it right out. Hi and howdy doody, I'm the Union Man. You can call me Rudy. Any of you boys not fit up on your cards again? You know, I'm pleased to meet you. Been trying all day to reach you. The Union's here to help every one of you rock and roll stars. Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to LA. Welcome to our local here. You'll always hear me say, hey, the work is here's a couple of bucks. I'm sure you're glad to pay. Whipping out, here's your receipt. Now I'll go away. Now I'll go away. Now I'll go away. Yeah.
And thank you, Frank Zappa. That combination, Frank Zappa, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Jefferson Starship, Grateful Dead, causing folks to appreciate how great KGNU is. And folks calling 303-449-4885, going online to kgnu.org, or just walking in the studios. We want to thank Jennifer from Netherlands. She's a new member, and she picked up those tickets, some of those tickets. We've got more, so keep calling to see Elephant Revival at the Boulder Theater in December. Jennifer, thank you so much. And I love this. Some anonymous folks walked into the studios in Boulder, left cash on the barrelhead, said, I love this station enough to show up here and leave my hard-earned cash, and we thank them for that. Who else do we have to thank for that food, Sarah?
We'd like to thank Moe's Bagels for breakfast, and Alibaba for lunch, and The Corner for dinner, and of course Ozo Coffee and Cliff House Kombucha for keeping our volunteers nourished.
That's the great thing about these fund drives. They are certainly a marathon for all of us and for all of you listeners. I get it. You know, we're asking you to dig deep to figure out what the meaningful membership is for you and to commit it, whether it's a one-time membership or the ongoing solar memberships. That's sustainers of local radio. But you know what? You realize that it's all about the connection to the community, and those are community resources of a certain sort, great food from Alibaba and Moe's, great coffee from Ozo, that keep us going at the station during these drives. Volunteers are there, as we said, David, Melanie, Melody, thank you for being on the phones today. Let's get those phones going and keep David and Melody busy. 303-449-4885. You can also go on kgnu.org and make a pledge. We have various levels, and when you come in at the right level, you'll take away tickets the way Jennifer did. She's going to see Elephant Revival at the Boulder Theater. As we mentioned earlier, Yaysayer tickets, Rising Appalachia, Leftover Salmon, tickets to all of those, Seo George. Here's a really interesting one I want to mention, and some of you are going to know about this and jump on this right away, but to see this act live I think will be quite a treat. Reed Mathis Electric Beethoven is playing the Fox Theater in Boulder on Friday, November 11th. The story is that while on tour with various projects over the past few years, Reed Mathis spent his spare time rearranging Beethoven, specifically Symphonies No. 3 and No. 6, and recording each piece with impressive accompaniment, including Paige McConnell from Phish and Mike Gordon. And Mike Gordon also from Phish, Marco Benevenuto, Joe Russo, the Barr Brothers, Robert Walter, and Galactic Stanton Moore. So what happened was Reed Mathis actually combined Beethoven's motifs and melodies with modern-era dance beats, and there's plenty of waypoints for musicians to jump off into some heavy full-band improvisation. So this has kind of earned the title of the world's first CDM band. That's classical dance music. If you're interested in checking it out, because you are one of those people like me who loves live music, lives for live music, and this sounds particularly interesting, it's for a basic pledge at 303-449-4885. Or kgnu.org. That's Reed Mathis, Electric Beethoven at the Fox Theater in Boulder on November 11th. As we mentioned, Elephant Revival tickets available for December 8th. Amos Lee is coming on November 5th. The Yawpers are playing the Bluebird on November 23rd. Devotchka playing a couple shows at the Boulder Theater in late October. And we have tickets to all of those, to those of you who call now, 303-449-4885, kgnu.org. If you're feeling social, this is a way to connect with those people who are passionate about music, too. They're waiting on the phone to talk, take your pledge and talk music with you. Remember, if you will, to them, an early favorite concert you attended. I've run through mine. Todd Grundgren and Utopia, The Grateful Dead, several Jefferson Starship shows, the Bruce Springsteen craziness, Bob Dylan, and Frank Zappa. It doesn't get any crazier than that. What are some of your crazy concert memories, and how can you help us out? What else?
What else? We were talking about crazy concert memories, and I told Duck, I said, you know, Duck, I saw the Dead.
You did?
I did.
Sarah saw the dead.
I was a hippie for about, like, a few years in college.
Okay,
and
yeah.
My dad was just terrified.
Of course. Everybody goes through that.
But, I saw the Dead in 2004. We saw Widespread Panic at Red Rocks. Saw a lot of Mo shows. The Disco Biscuits.
Oh,
do you
yes.
remember them?
Oh, I do. I've seen them on Red Rocks as well. Yes, there was a groove band period there for Sarah Shirazi. Do folks remember? You were saying that your Dead show was a rainy show,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I know I wasn't there, because my rainy Dead show goes back to what longtime fans call Rain Rocks 82. That was mm-hmm. seeing the Dead on Red Rocks through several nights of rain. And of course, you know, we all remember when they were singing Cold Rain and Snow, or when the headlight was on Ryder was driving through the cold Colorado rain. And if you have a memory from Red Rocks or elsewhere, shout it out to us. We're about a quarter of the way to our goal today, and that means we've got just another 90 minutes to make up those three quarters, and we need you to make that happen. 303-449-4885 or kgnu.org. You can always check out our playlist online if you're curious. Did I hear some rare Grateful Dead, or what was that Zappa thing? Well, one thing you can do is call the station, and once you pledge, you can ask to talk to Evan Perkins, and he'll tell you more about Zappa than you want to know. But that was Frank Zappa from what's come to be known as the Boston Tea Party, the early show on October 24th, 1976. But I saw him a couple years later on September 19th, 1978 at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Columbus. And that was just a little ditty called Howdy Doody. Anyway, as I was saying, if you're listening online, when you're pledging securely online, make sure to check out the playlist at kgnu.org. It's right there for all to see. I've put it up there as I go, and I took a lot of time to enter it, and I appreciate you checking it out. And if you got any questions, shoot them on through. Ask when you call 303-449-4885. Just have them put the question through to us, kgnu.org, or if you use DJ at kgnu.org, you can send us an email, and we're eager to hear from you. So you call, or you can contribute live 24/7 securely online at kgnu.org, and check the playlist at that time.
And we want to hear from new members this morning. We've heard from one new member in Netherlands, but we want to hear from four more new members, and we've heard a lot from our renewing members. But if you like KGNU, if you value KGNU, please give a gift of support and make sure that we're meeting our goal this morning. We have a challenge here for $750. Our goal is to raise $1,000. We're about a third of the way there, and with your support, we can get there. So go online and pledge securely at kgnu.org or give us a call at 303-449-4885.
So the theme today, I live for live music. And in addition to those thank you gifts that we have, we mentioned a lot of live concert tickets, although somebody already snatched up the Elephant Revival ones, plenty more of those to go around in other concerts. We also have a live album by Jimi Hendrix, a nice rarity that you can pick up if you call. And everybody who pledges and comes in as a new member or renewing member at any point during the show gets a copy of what I call Doug's Nugs, a live music for KGNU members. My hand-selected live songs, Richie Havens playing live, Garland Jeffries playing live, Aretha Franklin playing live, Iron and Wine playing live. All of those live cuts come to you just by calling 303-449-4885 and saying, yeah, I'm ready. I want to be a part of this community, listener-powered resource, this treasure really in our community, and you get to be part of it just by joining today or securely online, kgnu.org. So I'm tripping down memory lane, remembering my first concert, my earliest concerts by the Dead, Starship, The Boss, Dylan, and Zappa. And then I get to college, and I'm a fan of live music. I've seen a handful of shows. I've seen my, you know, first Dead show before I got to college. I didn't get in a car early on with a bunch of guys and drive out to English Town. I just couldn't find myself leaving classes that soon. But within the first couple of weeks of school, I was sitting on the quad outside of my dorm, and a senior came up to me and he said, "I'm the concert chair and I'm looking for people to help on the crew for the first concert of the year." And I said, "Well, who would that be, the first concert of the year?" And he said, "Oh, a little band called New Riders of the Purple Sage." And I, about, you know, I threw my frisbee across the quad. I was so excited. The New Riders, of course, were a band that was spawned by the Grateful Dead, and Jerry Garcia helped form them as he wanted a chance to learn to play pedal steel. And the New Riders, not with Jerry, mind you, it was Buddy Cage on pedal steel, were coming to Little Kenyon College in the middle of Ohio, and I got on that crew, and how cool was that? I remember during the load-in that I was hauling cases, road cases that actually had Skull and Roses and Steal Your Face stenciled on it, because I was loading in old Grateful Dead equipment, and that was so cool. And then I was on the front row for that show, and my job between load-in and load-out when I wasn't at the show was to guard the refreshments that their rider, the New Riders rider, yeah, called for in their dressing room. It was 5 cases of Heineken beer, 4 light and 1 dark, and a special bottle of Jack Daniels. And if any of that was missing, I was told by the senior concert chair, they could refuse to go on. They didn't consume all that much of it, and I went home that night with a couple of 6-packs of Heineken, if I recall correctly. But they did put on one heck of a show on October 7th, 1977. From about that time, here's a live one from the New Riders of the Purple Sage. We live for live music, and we need you to call 303-449-4885 or go online at kgnu.org. Please pledge and make this community resource possible. Live music now from New Riders of the Purple Sage.
Mother's dope for a living. We got a song dedicated to you. It's Henry with his leather pictures on. Couldn't even see how he's gonna drive like that. It's none too good.
clear to me. Yeah, he's rolling down the mountain, going fast, fast, fast. If he blows it, this one's gonna be his leg. From the Oxford door to turn the golden key, Henry keeps a break for these cars. Well, Sunday afternoon, Tijuana is a lovely town. Bullfight brings the tourists in, their money flowing down. Border guards are much too busy there at 5 o'clock. Old Henry's chucking right on through it, hard to even stop. Yeah, he's rolling down the mountain, going fast, fast, fast. If he blows it, this one's gonna be his leg.
London from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. No, he couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all, smiling, said he was a Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Yeah, live music from the ultimate festival of all time, Woodstock, and Arlo Guthrie. Taking me back to something I know you remember, Jay and Ania, listening out there in Maryland, even if the feed is not so good. Arlo Guthrie playing on October 16th, 1978, at the Wertheimer Fieldhouse at Kenyon College, same place we saw the New Riders, who we heard from before that. I remember working on Arlo's show, and for some reason, the concert chair, Brad Thorpe, stocked the Arlo's dressing room with a variety of things, like we said, including magazines, and one of them was Playboy magazine. And I remember Arlo Guthrie folding and opening the centerfold and looking at it. But that my most cool memory of Arlo Guthrie that day was I happened to drive a microbus, and at the time he needed a ride up to dinner, and Arlo Guthrie rode in the back of my microbus. Now, it was not full of rakes and shovels and implements of destruction. It was just had some sound equipment in it. But yeah, Arlo rode in my microbus, and I guarded the new riders' beer and whiskey. And there's a couple of great memories from my college years. What are some of your great concert memories? And could you share them with us when you call to pledge at 303-449-4885? Or go online. There's a secure opportunity right there on the homepage at kgnu.org. And we are just being blown away by the great live music and by all the great calls we're getting, and we need you to be the next caller. I mean, think about it. You're listening to KGNU right now, and you probably listened yesterday, and there's a good chance you're going to listen tomorrow. And you're like me, you're a regular listener because the music is so great and all of the programming you enjoy. So I'm going to suggest that you follow my lead and become a sustainer of local radio, a solar member. It's a regular monthly gift. It's really easy to do. I just renewed mine at kgnu.org. I followed the steps. It was as easy as that. You can just tickle the donate button on kgnu.org and we'll walk you through it, and you'll be rewarded with all kinds of great things. In fact, everybody who pledges this drive, or everybody who pledges this drive is entered to win a great ski package. And if you know me, you know that along with live music, my other passion is skiing. So I'm glad to be entered for that. Carbondale is what I'm thinking. What do you know about it, Sarah?
Well, it's a ski getaway to Carbondale for two, and you'll get lift tickets and a meal ticket as well as lodging. Oh, and so that's perfect. I mean, you've got to get out there and enjoy the winter.
Yes, yes, indeed. We've got to get out there and enjoy the winter here in Colorado. You know, winter and KGNU are two of the great treats that we enjoy here together. So join us, won't you? 303-449-4885. David, Melody, and others are volunteering on the phones today, and we want to keep them busy. And so give them a call and make your pledge. Remember that everybody is entered for the drawing to win the ski getaway to Carbondale. Thanks to our friends up there for helping us out this drive. And everybody who joins today gets a copy of Doug's Nugs with all kinds of hand-selected live music on a CD that I'm excited for you to get. So give a call, 303-449-4885. KGNU.org is the newfangled way to do it. And either way, you'll be getting that CD sent out to you. You'll get your choice of any number of thank you gifts. We have five pairs of tickets to Leftover Salmon, a couple pairs for Rising Appalachia. We've got a couple per night to Devotchka, multiple nights, and Seo George is coming. We've got plenty of those. Amos Lee tickets, Yesayer tickets, Yawpers tickets. You want to go to the show, and you want to support your station, and here's the way to do that together. So that guy I mentioned, Brad Thorpe, was in charge of the concerts. He's the one who brought the new riders, and then I worked with him on Arlo Guthrie, and then he handed it over to me, and I was trying to figure out who to bring, and we'd already had some country rock, and Arlo was kind of country, and I was getting interested in jazz, and there was a new name on the jazz scene. And so I decided to change things up a little bit. Rather than hold it down in the field house, we got the concert hall on campus on a Thursday night. I think that would have been November 30th, 1978. And I had the great privilege of meeting and working with this band, Pat Metheny Group, on KGNU. Give us a call at 303-449-4885. Go online to kgnu.org. We program jazz on the station too, folks. You know you love it, so please support it. And I'm going to flash back to 1978 when I worked with Pat Metheny and was mesmerized by songs like Jocko. Thank you. Wow, what an evening that was. Pat Metheny Group playing My Little College Concert Hall back in, what was I saying? November, end of November 1978. I got to pick him up at the airport. Actually, my VW van was down for repairs, so I picked him up in a college van, drove him up to the college, got him on the radio there for an interview, got Danny Gottlieb, the drummer, needed to visit the doctor, so I got him in with the college quack, and what a concert they put on. You know, that was back when Pat was playing this album kind of start to finish, and he'd have one guitar mounted in front of him so he could play it kind of static, and he'd sling his guitar over his shoulder, and it was, you know, San Lorenzo and Face Dance, and wow, was that cool. Hey, we're raising funds because that's what keeps us alive here. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. KGNU.org is where you hear us all over the World Wide Web. I'm Doug Gertner, your host, curator, and passionate fan of live music, bringing you the fall membership drive version of A Morning Sound Alternative for one more hour, and we have a lot more money to raise. Our goal is $1,000. If we can do that in the next hour, and we're about a quarter to a third of the way there, I'll have to check with the calculator, folks. When we do that, we are getting an anonymous challenge from a benefactor of $750. So your pledge really takes us almost doubled, but you got to do it now. 303-449-4885, KGNU.org. Hey, Seuss, thanks for that memory. We heard from Seuss, who was remembering the first concert that Seuss ever saw was at in Colorado Springs at the Auditorium in 1973, Sean Phillips performing. We'll dig around and see if we can find some Sean Phillips. Thanks for that memory, and thanks to everyone who's calling and using KGNU.org to renew a membership today, to become a new member today from far and wide. I know Jay is listening out there. I hope you made it to that Pat Metheny Group concert that I put on, because that was a stunner. And I've got another treat. First, it's coming right up, and I couldn't play it after Pat Metheny for obvious reasons. Sarah Shirazi's here with me, and she's been helping us keep track of what's going on here. We've been talking about how KGNU is more than public radio. It's more private than your email, and more public than public radio. And for as little as $5 a month, you can be a sustainer of local radio. Sustainer of local radio, S-O-L-R. Oh, we call you a Solar member. So we don't need to know how to spell to get you hooked up as a monthly donor to the station that you love, that we all love so much. So all you have to do is jump on kgnu.org or give us a call at 303-449-4885 and become a sustainer of your community local radio station.
That's right. Without KGNU, you know, an entire world of music would be silent.
It would be.
Right. I mean, you would never get to hear this live music set that that Doug's playing right now. You'd never get to hear the folk, the blues, the soul, bluegrass, the world beats, and all the other music that we play. So we let you hear so many wonderful artists that other stations won't play. We believe most of the best music is never heard on commercial radio, right? And you can make sure that there is one radio station in the metro area, KGNU, that is free from the rigged playlist. It excludes the best music, right? The best live music.
Yes, in this case, the best live music coming your way. Plenty of surprises coming up shortly, but we need you to chime in now, to kick in now. Basic memberships are available. Solar memberships are available. Talk to Dave and Melanie and the folks, Melody and the folks that you talk to when you call in, because they can help you sort out what level gets what thank you gift. I'm trying to make sure that everybody who pledges during the show not only is registered for our chance to ski in Carbondale, but also gets access to Doug's Nugs, a live music for KGNU members. Found some live Wilco that you may not have heard before, and some live Graham Parker that he'd never played live before this recording. Anybody else besides me a fan of Jay Mascis? I love his version. I'll just tell you one of the things that's on there. A live version of Jay Mascis doing Anticipation. You know what I'm talking about? Carly Simon's tune, Anticipation. And you'll only get it here on Doug's Nugs. So call 303-449-4885. Go to kgnu.org. Make the darn pledge. Get me off your back. I've got some great live music coming up shortly.
We want to hear from you. We want to hear from new members. Give us a call now, 303-449-4885, or online at kgnu.org.
Yes, please do. So here's the next song. It's this simple. I'm passionate about live music. I was the concert chair at college, but I wanted to get off campus and do some big city living. And what I ended up doing was taking an urban semester in Philadelphia, and they said, oh, welcome to your urban semester. We'll teach you some classes, but we also need you to have an internship. And my internship was with a particular promoter, Steven Starr. He had a club at 2nd and Bainbridge, if I recall correctly, in South Philly. But he also booked concerts in larger venues, and he brought a band that was touring the U.S. for the first time, a little punk band known as The Clash, to the U.S. for the first time. They played Philly on September 22nd, 1979, in the Walnut Street Theater, the theater that was the longest operating, continuously operating theater in the New World. I helped load in, and I was glad I was on stage because they were bouncing 125 decibels off the back wall. And one of the songs they played live, The Clash and The Guns of Brixton.
Next one is... Guns of Brixton.
Oh, the guy.
You heard it right, folks. There's the Clash on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and the Morning Sound Alternative. Yeah, so that was a memorable show, to be sure. Did anybody else catch the Clash in the early days? That was 1979, their first tour of the States, and what an amazing experience that was. We actually took that one from Here to Eternity live, a 1999 release, but looking back at the 78 to 82 years. So we're in the midst of our fall membership drive, and I am honored and delighted to be your host and curator of live music today. I live for live music. I know you do too, and I know that you live for community radio. So my request of you is that you go ahead and support community radio by becoming a sustaining member and make a monthly donation right now from your bank account if you can. That's what I've done, and it really works. And I'm just 303-449-4885, and kgnu.org is what we're doing to take your pledge today. We're still waiting on the next pledge. We need to hit this goal today. $1,000 will kick in a $750 challenge, and we can't do it without you. The more sustainers we have, the less we'll have to rely on pledge drives like this to ask for your support. I mean, think about it. The station goes on every day. I mentioned those folks who come to work at KGNU every day to make it possible for all of us to volunteer and listen to this great station. Tim at the top of the food chain, and right there with Nikki and with George and with Evan and with Sarah and with Alicia and with all the folks I'm forgetting. We need you to put your money behind them so that all of us have the chance to volunteer and listen. And you can do that securely online at kgnu.org. But we can't continue until you give us a chance to continue. Otherwise, where does the live music go? I guess it dies off.
Well, we want to continue this going.
And okay, maybe, twist my arm.
Right. And maybe you've discovered KGNU a while ago. Maybe you just haven't had a chance to join yet. Maybe you've just been procrastinating, and you're not sure, you know, what amount to jump in on and what time. Well, the time is now. The time is now. And just so you know, the average member gives about $10 a month. Doug was mentioning the solar membership. That's a great way to contribute on a monthly basis. Make it easy. Set it up. And we'll just deduct that money from your bank account or wherever you'd like us to deduct that from. Wow, I just totally stuttered. But the important thing is to get started. Right.
Yeah. Just put your fingers on the phone, 303-449-4885, or the keyboard on your computer, kgnu.org. Start the process, and we'll help you figure out what's going to work best for you. Melody's on the phone. Dave's on the phone. We've got volunteers standing by helping us help you make this happen. But we can't do it without you. We only ask a couple times a year, and when we do, it's not because we just want to fill our coffers. We run it lean and mean at KGNU, you know, and unlike, I'm not going to use specific names, but certain corporate media outlets and how they compensate and go overboard. That's not what happens here. Lean and mean, and it's a music machine as well as information and programming. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the news from the BBC and then the afternoon sound alternative. But in the next 46 and a half minutes, we need to hear from you. I'm calling on my friends. Now, I know Jay's out there listening, because although he's having a little trouble with the stream, and I was going to say you can switch streams if you need to, but he remembers being at that Pat Metheny group concert with me, and his recollection, similar to mine, was it was a little bit staid, not so rocking as the Wertheimer concerts, but as Pat finally rocked out at the end of the show, the Kenyon College crowd got rocking with him. And I got more music and more stories to show. You're going to have to get me out of college pretty soon here. But until then, we need to hear from you. KGNU.org is your secure online place to pledge. And you can give a call to 303-449-4885. And maybe this is just the song and story that you're going to need to get you going. Like a lot of guys from my cohort, and you can probably figure out my age and stage. There was a fellow on the cover of Rolling Stone with this hair feathered back, and I made sure to wear my hair when I had hair, just like Jackson Browne. Who didn't love Jackson Browne, from his first Saturate Before Using album to his For Every Man and Late for the Sky? What a great singer-songwriter, the most consummate. And one summer I had the chance to see Jackson Browne, and boy, what a treat. He was on that tour that became to be known as the Run-In on Empty Tour, and I was at a place called Pine Knob, a big summer shed outside of Detroit, and Jackson Browne came on, and he came on for a second and a third encore. And he started for this third encore, he started saying, well, I want to play a song I've never played. He was sitting at the piano, tinkling on it, and he said, I want to play a song I've never played for anyone before. It's for the folks who come out on the road with me and the folks who we rely on every day. But the fans were not really listening to that story. I was in the front row, and I could hear it, but most people were screaming. And he got up from the piano, and he came to the edge of the stage and said, what's up? It's Jackson Browne now, all solo, trying to play something for us. And he said, oh, okay, you want to hear Doctor My Eyes, which he hadn't played yet, his hit from his very first album. And he said, okay, let me get the band back out here. And out they came, you know, Danny Cooch and Leland Sklar, and, you know, I think Bill Payne was in that band at the time. And how cool was that, that he came back and he played Doctor My Eyes. But what was not cool was that later that summer, when I heard the album Running on Empty, I heard something that sounded like deja vu. Jackson Browne tinkling on a piano saying, I'm going to play a song I've never played before. And he played The Loadout and Stay, which was a well-known closer to that album. And it happens that I saw him on August 22nd, 1977. And 5 days later, on August 27th, when he played Merriweather Post Pavilion, he brought that song out finally for the third encore. I Love Jackson Browne. If you love Jackson Browne, give a call and say 303-449-4885. I Love Jackson Browne, and I want to be a member because I love KGNU too. We'll take your pledge there, and we'll hear your story there as well. I want to actually play a different Jackson Browne song live. This is probably one of my first and most favorite. This is For Every Man on KGNU Boulder, Denver. 303-449-4885. Call us and pledge now.
With the light of the morning, they've seen the end coming down long enough to believe they've heard their last warning. Standing alone, each has his own ticket in his hand. And as the evening descends, I sit thinking about every man. Seem like I've always been looking for some other place to get it together, where with a few of my friends I could give up the race and maybe find something better. But all my fine dreams, well thought out schemes to gain the motherland, have all eventually come down to waiting for every man, waiting here for every man. Make it on your own if you think you can, if you see somewhere to go. Thank you.
make it on your own if you think you can. Somewhere later on you'll have to take a stand. Then you're gonna need a hand. Everybody's just waiting to hear from the one who can give them the answers and lead them back to that place in the warmth of the sun. A sweet childhood still dances, but who'll come along and hold out that strong but gentle father's hand? Long ago I heard someone say something about every man waiting. If you see somewhere to go, I understand. I'm not trying to tell you that I've seen the plan. Turn and walk away if you think I am. But don't think too badly of one who's left holding his hand. Just another dreamer dreaming about every man.
An iconic song by Jackson Browne. Do you realize that was his response to David Crosby's Wooden Ships? We played Wooden Ships earlier, the live version by Jefferson Starship channeling Jefferson Airplane with Grace Slick. But do you realize that Jackson Browne was hanging out, living on a boat in the Bay Area with David Crosby when they were, all the boating guys were sitting around saying, I just want to sail this off to an idyllic place in the South Pacific and get away from all this. And Jackson's For Every Man was really a response to that hippie dream, saying, you know what, where are we going to be if everybody leaves? And I think he must have convinced them, because they all stuck around. They put their money where their mouth is, their activism and their music where it needs to be. And that's what we need you to do today. This is KGNU's fall membership drive. We won't be asking again until spring, and we need you to step up right now. You've got the numbers memorized, because I know I do. 303-449-4885 is the number to call directly, and you can talk to Melody. And I want to thank Melody, because I guess we're not keeping her busy enough with calls, because she went ahead and took the chance to renew her membership. And we thank her so much for 10 years of commitment to this station as a volunteer and as a member. We love everything about you, just the way you love everything about community radio, Melody. So thank you very much. It, as you say, it is so important that folks pick up the phone, keep you busy by calling 303-449-4885 or kgnu.org.
We also had another renewing member, and they're anonymous from Boulder. And they
thank you, Anonymous.
Yeah, they love Old Grass, New Grass, and African roots.
Who doesn't?
It's thank you. Thank
you so
much.
Great weekend programming here. You've got music 7 days a week in addition to news and information programming that's second to none, and I can't wait to get the update on what's happening in North Dakota and how Amy Goodman's fight is going. But right now, we're fighting for the last 35 minutes to get you to help us reach our goal of $1,000. That'll kick in the $750 challenge grant. What's in it for you? We're playing all this live music. I'm tripping down memory lane talking about it, but we have lots of tickets. Amos Lee tickets, Reed Mathis Electric Beethoven tickets, Yoppers tickets, Sale George is coming. Leftover Salmon's playing at Thanksgiving time, and you wouldn't want to miss that, would you? This band I mentioned earlier, very talented multi-instrumentalist group of sisters, go by the name of Rising Appalachia. They're playing the Boulder Theater on November 3rd, and we've got your tickets to that. And Devotchka, who doesn't love Devotchka when they come out to the Boulder Theater, as they do around Halloween every year? We've got your tickets to that. You just need to let us say thank you to you, then that means begins with you pledging at 303-449-4885. Come on, kgnu.org. Let's do it.
And not only the tickets, but we also have a little room where we have books and CDs, so you can go and browse, pick out a membership gift. You'll also be entered to win a trip to Carbondale for two, a ski trip. I mean, who doesn't love that, right? So there's so many ways to thank you. And so when you're listening to Key Genio, you might catch yourself saying, whoa, that was a great song. I've never heard it before. That was a fantastic interview with Democracy Now! Today or something like that. So if we've added, you know, something to your day, if we added value to your day, you can add something valuable to KGNU, and that's your membership. That's your gift of support. So becoming a member is easy and affordable. Annual memberships begin at merely $40, or you could sign up to be a solar member, $5 a month, $10 a month. Maybe you're already a solar member. Consider upping your contribution by $1.50 or $2 a month. Small amounts in numbers do add up. So to become a member, please give us a call. We want to hear from you. If you've been listening for a long time, now is the time to call. We need your support. We have a goal of $1,000. We need to get there. We need your help. We need to unlock this challenge of $750. We don't want to leave that money on the table.
We don't. And so how about some background music while you're dialing 303-449-4885 or while you're multitasking there, streaming us on kgnu.org and using our website to get through to the secure pledge page? Here's what I'm thinking. I'm shifting now to best concerts ever. I wonder if anybody else was going to see a guy you've loved from his many years as a solo and a supergroup member. I'm talking about Neil Young. I loaded folks into my Volkswagen bus. We drove up to the Richfield Coliseum. That was where the Cavaliers used to play in Cleveland. And we knew we were going to see Neil Young, but we had no idea what we were about to see. The stage was set. And remember, I had done these load-ins and helped load bands for a couple of years now. And what I saw on the stage were these massive reproductions, these stage sets of road cases, you know, the things that amps are stored in, and they were sitting there, and there were microphones that were about 8 feet tall, and everything was, we didn't know back then, but we might now say on steroids, and I was pretty pumped up. What's going to happen here? Then I hear the opening strains of guitar, and off of one of the road cases, the top lifts off, and sitting on top of an amplifier is Neil Young strumming an acoustic guitar. And this is the song he was playing. I was witness to the Rust Never Sleeps tour. And again, I've never looked at concerts the same way. If you have a memory like that, share it with us at 303-449-4885. Give us a shout, kgnu.org. You can also email me, dj@kgnu.org, and say hello and concert memory, and then make sure to pledge. This is Neil Young on the Morning Sound Alternative.
Soon you're leaving there too. girl just down the aisle. Oh, to turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're some glare to the people that you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Now you say you're leaving home, 'cause you want to be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real? Real. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain.
To the facts, I'm tense and nervous, can't relax, can't sleep, bed's on fire, don't touch me, I'm a real live wire, psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est, puffy, far, puffy, puffy, far, far, better, run, 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 run. You can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again? Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Papa, 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 papa,
psycho killer. Kiss to say,
can't mistake that one, can you? Does anybody remember the big suit? Does anybody remember the big suit and the boombox? I was at Blossom Music Center, August 8th, 1983, northeastern Ohio, Cleveland area, to see the Talking Heads. And I weaseled my way up front. My seats were on the lawn, but I weaseled my way up front. This was the Stop Making Sense tour that you later saw depicted in a movie. But I was there, front row, guy in a big suit, walks out, places a boombox there, starts playing Psycho Killer. Memorable, memorable live music. And before that, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, actually just Neil Young there from Rust Never Sleeps, Sugar Mountain. It's coming down to crunch time, folks. I'm having a great time sharing live music, and I gather that you're having fun listening. But now we got to have fun and do some business. 303-449-4885 is the number to call. KGNU.org if you want to let your fingers do the talking online. But we need you to step up. We've got just 21 and a half minutes left in our show today, and I've got so much more live music that I've programmed that I live for live music, and I know you do, and we also live for this radio station. Where else can you hear stuff like this? And it doesn't come for free. So let us hear from you, 303-449-4885, kgnu.org. We're about halfway to our goal, and we need you to take us the rest of the way there, huh?
That's right. That's right. We're so close. We just need a few more pledges to come in. We've got about 20 minutes left for that. We want to hear from new folks.
Yeah.
We want to hear from our sustaining members, increased gifts. That's great. Small amounts do add up. You know, KGNU is an amazing, amazing place, and we want to hear from you. You can give us a call, 303-449-4885, or give securely online at kgnu.org.
every week on these Sound Alternatives morning and afternoon, as well as our diverse weekend programming, you hear live music. I play so much live music that I'm afraid people are going to complain, and so I hope you're not bothered that we're going way back for a lot of favorites. If we had more time today, I'd be getting to the REM music and the Cure music and the Ramones and Michelle Jacques and all kinds of great recent shows I've seen as well. Those are old shows too. But right now, you got to think about the music you hear and how live music is something that you love as well. And you've got to give us the chance to keep it going by calling 303-449-4885, or kgnu.org is the place to do it online. And this is what I have in mind coming up next. I'm going to continue playing some of the favorite shows I've ever seen. I remember getting in my VW bus with folks like Brooke and Paul, and I think Steve was with us, and heading from rural Gambier, Ohio, down to Dayton, Ohio, to Hera Arena, where I saw one of the best shows that I've ever seen with Lowell George and Little Feet. Here they are, 303-449-4885.
Tuesday and tonight. in the bathtub with the blues. I hear you moan. I hear you moan.
Yes, sir. I would not say that I'm in the bathtub or with a blues, but this man is grateful. Grateful to Nick Calamino of Lakewood. He just renewed his membership. He's a lover of democracy now. Go, Amy! And he wishes he could listen all day. Thank you, Nick. What else do we got, Sarah?
We want to thank Leland of Denver for becoming a new member. Thank you so much, Leland, for becoming a new member of KGNU. He says that he loves the groups that Doug is playing right now. He wants us to play some Pretenders. He has some great memories of seeing them at the Blossom Music Center.
Yeah, Blossom in Northeast Ohio, and Chrissy Hind is from there, and let's see if we can get to the Pretenders. We need you to get to us right now, 303-449-4885. That's what Nick did. That's what Leland did. And people are also coming in at kgnu.org, but we need you to do it. We're into the last 14 minutes of the show, and that means that we've got a lot of ground to cover to get our goal of $1,000 and kick in the challenge grant of $750. This is amazing music on an amazing station. You are amazing listeners. I'm here with Sharice Rossi. I'm Doug Gertner. I'm amazed, and I'm excited because the excitement continues. The Afternoon Sound Alternative. Stay tuned right after the news at the top of the hour from BBC because it's DJ Deep Rock Dave and Aaron Stereo. Much more great music coming. Very different vein, which is the diversity that we love here on the station. If I don't get to the Pretenders, then I'm going to just have to tell you this story very quickly, Leland. I drove down to Columbus one cold night to see this new fella on the scene. He said his aim was true. And if you don't know the story of what happened to Elvis Costello on this particular night in Columbus, stay tuned. I'll tell it to you on the other side. Give us a call, 303-449-4885. Come on, kgnu.org is another place you can pledge. You're loving this live music. Here's a live one from Elvis Costello. Pledge now.
Say the things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice and reason. But they don't give you any choice because they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you are told. You better listen to the radio. So bad, why to make them wish they'd never said yeah. Some of my friends sit around every evening and they worry about the times ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by the difference and the promise on a burning bed. You either shut up or get cut out, they don't want to hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to do it. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. They don't give you any choice because they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you are told. You better listen to the radio. Why the fire? The Bible has a way. Why the fire? Yeah.
Yes, sir. I saw Elvis Costello. What a punk he was that night. It was March 15th, 1979 at the Columbus Agora. Drove through the cold with Cousin Scotty in this freezing cold little Triumph or MG that he was driving at the time. That was the night, of course, that Elvis was in town, and so was Stephen Stills with his band. At the bar that night, Elvis Costello was disparaging, saying some pretty uncool, rude, and racist things about Ray Charles and James Brown. And Bonnie Bramlett of Delaney and Bonnie and Stephen Stills' band actually hauled off and punched Elvis Costello, and he had many years to live that down. So we heard Elvis Costello and the Attractions and Radio from about that same tour, live at Hollywood High. Look, the song there says, radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel, and that's just not so with KGNU. We don't provide anesthesia. We provide lightness and psychedelia, if anything else. We enliven you. We don't take you out of it. We put you right in the middle of it, whether it's in your community in Denver or, you know, wherever you happen to be. You're listening to KGNU, whether it's at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU.org. Go online and you can download the app and take it with you on your phone. That's what I did recently. But you know what else I did recently? I went on to KGNU.org and I followed the prompts and I renewed as a solar member, a sustainer of local radio. This is my local radio. It's not anesthesia, folks. It's the stuff that pumps life into our blood every day. And you need to give some back. Give a pint right now. 303-449-4885 is the place to call. David and Melody are there, and they have pledged, and you need to pledge now. We're reaching toward our goal, but we need you. I can't do the math, but we're about, what, $112 away. One pledge will do it, or two sweet pledges, or three of those. And remember, everybody who pledges gets a copy of the special CD that I have made available. I call it Doug's Nugs. It's a live music for KGNU members, which means you must be a member to get it. It's got all kinds of live music that I don't think you've heard before. I don't think you've got it in your collection, but you will if you call 303-449-4885 or do it online via kgnu.org and you let them know that you want to be a member of KGNU or renew your membership of KGNU. And when you do that, you will get this CD, Doug's Nugs. You'll, depending on the level of pledging, there's always CDs available as thank you gifts. There's books. There's a new Jimi Hendrix live CD available. There's tons of concert tickets. We've been talking about them all day long, from Yaysayer to Yawpers. We've got them for you, folks. Anything else to add here, Sarah?
We want to thank Joshua from Broomfield.
Yay, thank you, Joshua. What's the good news?
Joshua just renewed his solar membership. He says that he loves KGNU and our music shows, and he's taking the leftover salmon tickets at the Fillmore.
Thank you, Joshua. Thanks to Dana and Deborah Kelly also for reminding us of a great memory that you have as a teen. Some of your live music, including the Beatles and Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger and Emmylou Harris. We're having so much fun today, but we're here with a mission, and that mission is to raise some money so we can keep this station on the air and thriving. 303-449-4885. We are so close, but we need you to put us over the top. $1,000 in the next 6.5 minutes gets us a $750 grant. It's a challenge from an anonymous benefactor, and we don't want to lose that. So please, pledge now. I've had so much fun, and sounds like other folks have as well who love live music. Thank you for sharing your memories. One more memory or two. This one just has to do with, I'll call it the New York years, folks. I got out of Ohio, and after time in Colorado and Ohio, I found myself living in New York City. And if that isn't the center of the universe, I don't know what is. Think about August 31st, 1985, New York's Radio City Music Hall. And this is the band, and this is what they played. Call 303-449-4885. Come on through kgnu.org and enjoy, as I did live, REM and Driver 8.
Turn around. Stay in my On the outskirts of the bar, the power lines have flooded so the airplanes won't get snapped. The bells are ringing through the town again. The children look up, all they hear is sky blue bells ring. And the train conductor says, take a break, driver, driver, take a break, we can reach our destination. Still a ways away, but we're still a ways away.
Driver 8.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks, Michael Stipe. Driver 8, paging Driver 8. We need you to call 303-449-4885. We need you to go on KGNU.org. We're just 2 minutes away from having to end this Living for Live music show, and we are so grateful, Joshua and everybody who came in just in time to get us taken care of here. I think we're going to meet our goal of $1,000. I'm not sure, and we can't do it without you. If you want to help us, if you want to get that Doug's Nugs CD, I can't say it enough. I just need you to get in there and to do this. We're going to take you out on something pretty crazy, but before we do, you've got to do it. 303-449-4885 or go out on KGNU.org, make that pledge, get us to where we need to be to make it happen. This is the Morning Sound Alternative giving way to Deep Rock Dave and Aaron Stereo on the Afternoon Sound Alternative. Sarah, what do we want to say as by way of thanks and so long?
We want to say thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Doug. I had a great time with you, and I really, you know, your appreciation for live music took me back to so many memories, and I realized, wow, I really have seen a lot of concerts. But thank you for everyone for tuning in and stepping up and supporting KGNU. When you support KGNU, you're making a conscious decision to be part of this organization dedicated to providing free speech and honesty in media and this great music, supporting live music, and so many great DJs and producers here. So we hope you can Help us get over the top of our goal. 303-449-4885.
KGNU.org. I was in New York, and I stumbled into the Ritz down there in the East Village. It was either May 30th or 31st, 1985, and my mind was blown by these folks. Let's go out on the Ramones. This is KGNU.org, 303-449-4885. Thanks, everyone.
And this one's called 53rd and 3rd, Take It Lost.
One, two, three, four.